Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bites?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Mamas, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and I know this is a little bit different than our normal intros, but this is part two of our sit down with our primos over at the Pero Let Me Tell You podcast. So real quick, just wanted to say big thank you to DJ and Ish for coming to the Geek Bro Studios, quote unquote, to sit down and talk with us for a little while. We always have a great time with them whenever we get a chance to record. And it is technically, because it was all recorded, part one and part two were all recorded in one night, this is the first time that all five of us have been able to sit down and do an episode together. So that was really special and really great. So thank you again, Ish and DJ, for coming over, and we had a blast with you guys as always. So just settle in, check us out. If you want to send us an email, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. you can send us wine recommendations, you can tell us a story, ask us a question, vent, whatever, and we can keep it anonymous if you want. So just to us, please. And you know, you can find us, like I said earlier, on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net. Along with Pero Let Me Tell You, you can find them on geekbro.net as well. And their social media is all the same thing, Pero Let Me Tell You podcast. So thank you, boys, one more time, and enjoy this episode. We love your faces. Cheers.
And we're back. Thanks for holding.
Did we? No.
Glad to.
No, we were talking about vaginas falling out, so I don't know.
I know. I was like hoping the conversation would continue.
Specifically,
and it just didn't. So I was like, okay, well, here we go.
Okay.
Vaginas should not grow out.
We were. But I don't want to do it again because we've already done it on the show.
That's
so
true, yeah.
We don't. I don't want to like.
Vagina
be,
prolapse?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, what?
I hate vagina.
You missed
prolapse.
Episode 34?
Where were you, Vanessa? No, we were talking.
Like, right now, I was talking to Missy. I don't know.
We were talking about like our current state of affairs and like how close we are to Handmaid's Tale.
I want to eat my donut.
I'm having a donut. It's Krispy Kreme.
Just how close we are to Handmaid's Tale, like in proximity. Like David started watching it, which is why I was just kind of like bringing it up. And like I would always tell him, I'm like, you don't know how like we're 10 years away from this, if that. And I'm being generous at 10 years.
Actually, you know what?
I don't know how much you want to talk about this. I think you and David are really good examples of this. You know why? No, seriously. Hear me out.
Of the Handmaid's Tale?
No. No. Because I was raised Catholic, and you know, I was raised going to...
I think all of us were. I think that's the assumption.
Church, you know, okay, so we were all raised Catholic. We all took our communion confirmation. At least blah, Cuban blah, blah.
Catholic. By the way, Catholics are outlawed in the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah?
They're too... Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not...
They're too what, liberal?
They're not extreme. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not so,
but, you know, and I actually had this conversation with David the other day, or whenever I saw him last, because you guys are still kind of more involved in the church one way or another, or whatever.
Their dads are.
It was interesting to hear, like, your his take on things, you know? Because I always think, well, maybe I think of this way I do because I'm more far removed from the church. But then you find that there's people that, you know, are maybe closer to the church, and maybe because of their parents, yeah. Or like in your case, you know, your kids go to school, to parochial school, that, you know, you think the same.
Right.
And, you know,
it doesn't change the way
you
that
call you... the BS when you see the BS, right. You know, and it's totally, I see it totally different from like the theological or faith based part of it.
But I
see it.
I see one thing and
I see it just,
another.
I don't know, maybe it's my attorney mind. I just see it very like clear cut, you know. God and religion has no place in policymaking at all.
100%.
And it's just so, it like really, I know it's like duh, but it's just so strange to me how we continue to have this problem that people want to impose their ideology, whatever that is, into other people's life. It seems very basic.
Stay out of my uterus.
No uterus. Nope.
Exactly.
We're going to make that a bumper sticker.
And if your uterus is dry and dusty, stop it.
Removed.
No more opinion.
Yeah.
Can't hear her.
No, sorry.
Well, but you still have a uterus, even if it's
no,
dusty.
No, it's been hysterectomy. You no longer have a uterus.
If it's dusty, I mean.
If it's dusty, that means it's not working.
Yeah.
The problem is the dusties.
Is that what we're calling them now? The dusties?
Oh, my God. We should totally start calling them that.
The dusties are the ones that are voting things in.
They're voting things in.
The dusties are the ones that are holding this ideology of like superior, and then they have and helping us. No,
I mean when
no
you
bitch, you're not.
When
no,
you
not.
Think, and I mentioned this in the podcast briefly, that somebody like Roy Moore in Alabama was close to getting elected. It's like shocking. Like we kind of laugh at it. Up. We laugh at it, but it's shocking.
I don't think that a Democrat will win 2020.
No,
absolutely not.
No,
I have hope.
I have so much hope, and it's a little engine that could.
No, I don't think so. As long as the economy is doing well,
yeah,
it's a little engine that could.
That's all people care about.
It's a little engine that could. My little engine that could. He's going.
But
he's going.
Which one's yours?
Buttigieg.
Oh, mine too. But
he's my little engine that could.
Yeah, but he. You know what you have, and I mentioned this in our. And I think I mentioned this in this episode.
Not this episode.
The wedding. The wedding I went to a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned it to you.
You didn't, but what I like about that wedding was the picture.
Oh, that picture
the
was
white
so
nonsense versus the Hispanic nonsense. Yes.
That wedding. It was, where was it? It was an hour and a half north of Tampa.
Sorry to interrupt you. Also,
are you though?
Yes. I was cringing at the fact that the name of the place was literally the Shabby Chic Barn, and it was like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, they did have mason jars with lace. Oh, and
I wanted to get you a mason jar with baby's breath and hydrangeas. I just didn't have time to find the damn flowers.
It was very pretty though. It was very pretty, but yes, it literally
pretty.
Was called
it's just very
Shabby
basic.
Chic.
Oh my God! No, so here's the thing about that whole, and then I'll let you finish. It's not that I don't.
I'm gonna let you finish.
It's not that I don't like that. It's that it's at this point. I've been doing events for 7 years, and at least there's so many of those, and everybody wants the same thing. And like, there's no originality. And then the girls that want those are not open to anything else.
Right.
So it's just like this. It's like lather, rinse, repeat. And I'm a creative person, and to me, that's just so.
It's so you're stuck with the same thing.
I'm stuck with the same like basic bitch shit.
You should buy stock in the, what is it, Mason Corporation?
Yes.
Where the ball
jars.
Well, what she's referring to, I don't know if you guys saw it. We posted it on our Instagram. We went to this wedding. It was a really good friend of mine who got married. It was an hour and a half north of Tampa, and a Shabby Chic Barn. And he's Cuban from Miami, and she's Americana from Tampa. And
wedding started at 6:30.
The wedding,
oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah, the wedding started at 6. Oh, and at 6, yeah, on the dot, the entire American side was there, and the Cuban side, not one. That was, it was me. It was like a few of, like maybe three or four of us. That, none. And then like at 6:15, 6:20, all the Cubans rolled in. You know, so. No, but what I was saying earlier to our conversation is that when I was driving down from that wedding, so it was I-75 on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I think it was like two or three flags, like, you know, like car dealer flags, the ones that are like the size of a building. Of Confederate flags.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and sometimes when you live in South Florida, you forget that the
we
more...
We live in a bubble down
what
here.
We say here in Florida, the more north you go, the more south it gets. Mm-hmm. That we're, like, in Dixie. And I it still, like, shocks me. It still shocks me. And I was like, yeah.
I always know that I'm getting close to Orlando because I start seeing the pro-life billboards.
Yeah.
Alternating with the stripper...
The gambling.
The thing for the truckers. Yeah. Yeah, like hot food and showers.
Yeah.
But I've always said, like in the climate that we have right now, like, I'm not leaving South Florida just because I like my bubble.
Mm-hmm. If I got to choose a bubble.
If I got to choose a bubble, I like my bubble here. My bubble, we outnumber a lot of people.
Right. Sure.
It's a little bit more contained here. Right. And if there is, like, the hatred and racism... is kind of pushed down because we outnumber you, so don't speak up because 20 Cubans will attack you.
Yeah.
Or let me correct that for Vanessa's sake. 20 Hispanics will attack you.
Right.
She but hates it when I generalize the Cubans.
Old Cuban bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is allowed to be Cuban bread, right? Because it
says Cuban bread on
I'm
the bag.
I'm just checking.
That's they Nary, didn't, we that's didn't invent me. The bread. Anytime we call anything Cuban, which Cuban...
That's Nary, not me.
This started with the crackers, by the way. So the I was Cuban like, crackers. Oh, Cuban crackers. And he's like, these aren't Cuban. And so anything that we ever refer to as Cuban, Nary's always like, why is it Cuban? You guys didn't invent this. And it's like...
And you're talking about like Galleta Maria.
Yes. Yeah. Like the,
no, but like the Gilda.
The Gilda Cuban crackers that literally the label, the bag says Cuban crackers. Right. I've taken pictures of it and... they're just, he says that they're crackers. Like growing up, they were always just crackers, and there's no way, the reason that Cubans need to appropriate everything.
It's like, not like you're calling Keebler like Cuban crackers.
No, it's a fucking Cuban cracker. It's a
Cuban cracker,
We've had to do research on the history of Cuban crackers.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Ooh, and?
It's, I don't remember.
Wasn't Hilda taken over by, I think Hilda was nationalized by the,
I believe so.
Well, everything was, wasn't it? Gilda's Nabisco now, I think.
Yeah, but the original.
The original.
No, but you said it was taken over. I'm like, yeah, it's Nabisco now. But just like...
Well, we kind of do that, though.
Yeah. Don't give him any power.
He's Nicaragua, right? Yeah. Whatever. He has the fritanga.
He
like.
Has Nica crackers.
I would totally eat a fritanga right now.
I don't know. Listen, I have a friend she's from Colombia, and she grew up in Hialeah. I go, I would keep calling her. I'm like, but you're Cuban. And she goes... I'm Colombian. I go, you grew up in Hialeah.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about Colombians.
Yeah.
Colombians have the greatest thing in, like, humanity to eat, which is pan de bono.
Oh, my God, so good.
I had that this morning. Somebody
pan de bono is a gift of gods.
It is. They brought that in tequeños. Oh, I love, that's my people. They brought in those this morning, and I was just like...
Wait, that's... Venezuelan. No, which one of the ones that eat pupusa?
Hondureños?
No.
Ecuadoreños. Oh, yeah.
They're in the middle.
The only reason
you know
I know
what else
this
I love from your people is Los Cachitos.
Oh, my God. The only reason I know is because from Me Too, Curly, one of the guys from the on Me Too, him and his grandmother made pupusas the other day, and I was like, I can do this.
Is that the one with the stupid hair?
Yes.
I could.
So we're never having him on the show.
He knows. He knows. But like, I saw the whole like
that's on that side. Like, of the
yeah, exactly.
Because I'm one of those people that sits there and watches
we
those tasty
are
videos.
Family.
You know, on that side of the table, that was not a Mama's of Merlot opinion.
Yeah, but we're part of the Geek Bro Network.
It's okay. It's the primo that you don't really talk
none
to.
None of bro. Then what are we doing here?
It's Christmas. Wait,
how
it's
quickly
Christmas.
She threw us under the bus.
Because I want him on the podcast.
Going in with family like that, you know.
I just want him to...
Whatever, I'm going to go munch on Cuban crackers.
Yeah, in this house, apparently, they're Nika crackers.
Wait, what are there? Are there Nika crackers?
I don't know.
I'm sure they have crackers there.
You know, they make that. I've literally taken pictures of the aisle at Publix where, like, there's five different bags that say Cuban, like, different brands, and they all say Cuban, including the Publix brand.
The Publix brand says Cuban crackers.
The Publix says Cuban crackers. It's just like by Publix. And they're made in Hialeah. Come on.
As Cuban as they
can. Tracks.
I mean, right next to Nutella. Like
I lost it. It's here. Your head hurt?
My glasses hurt. Like the bridge of my nose hurts.
Oh, that sucks.
But then I can't see anybody's
That's
faces.
That's the age.
You know, you need to talk about her like she's like 95 years old.
But that's our running joke. That's
she's like
running.
My age. She's like,
you want in on this? Because we can
I say my age, so I don't want to say it if you don't want to acknowledge it. But
oh, no, I don't care. I'm about to turn 40 in August.
I'm 41.
Okay, you're my age.
Yeah, I mean, like, so this little princess here.
Who's the age of Jesus?
High five, we're Jesus' age.
I almost posted that yesterday. Because you know, like on Christmas, they always have like the Jesus taking a selfie in the bathroom. It's like stepping out for my birthday.
Yeah. You ever seen it? Yes, I remember my birthday.
Hold on, I have to find it because I'm pretty sure.
And there's another one like birthday flow or yeah. something. Yeah. It's like a guy, I think, in like a suit, and they put like that really like traditional Jesus head with like the long hair, the pretty Jesus. Yeah, and then he's like holding the phone like a selfie. He's like, stepping up for my birthday.
Yeah. I almost put that yesterday and I wanted to hashtag Año de Cristo, but like I'm a woman, so I don't know if that's okay. But like,
well, it's still Año de, I mean, it's still his year.
I mean, yeah. For people that are like either white or not Catholic and don't know what Año de Cristo is, since Jesus died at 33, it's a very Hispanic thing that a 33 years old is like a big birthday because you're the same age Jesus was when he died.
So it's your 15s
as morbid
that you're 33.
As morbid as that is.
You know, I was thinking the other day,
a thought.
What were you thinking?
You know, because I'm the feminist that I am. The 15s are actually really, if you come to think about it, they're super like archaic. Yeah, archaic.
Well, One Day at a Time did a great episode about 16. That.
Yeah. No, because the whole point of 15s or a debutante ball was to show that the girl was now available and to marry her off.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like
I wonder how many girls today when they're on like
they have no idea.
Sweet 16, they have realize no idea.
My grandmother had her kings and her wedding in the same year.
Oh, that's
economical.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also remember the fact that in Hispanic culture, 15s, you're a woman. By 16, y tú no tienes novio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like, they want you engaged by the time that you're like 19. Where are the kids? Like, I was ancient to get married at 33.
En tu año de Cristo.
You were getting dusty.
Listen, when I got 30 and no tenía novio, ni tenía anillo.
You know that? We talked about that on our podcast when the whole R. Kelly thing happened. Then I'm like, if this would have happened among Cuban or Hispanic culture, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
My grandfather, by the way, my grandmother's 15, right? In King's and Wedding, my grandfather was 23 years old.
Yeah, that's totally like, normal Hispanic okay, culture.
Yeah, she says it all the time. She's like, see,
but this was how long ago?
50s, what's your grandma?
1950 por eso something? Digo, like, it's not that it was normal in Hispanic culture, it's that it was normal for back everyone back in the day.
But in Hispanic culture, especially,
yeah.
It's still more acceptable nowadays for a young woman to marry an older man. I mean, I remember that not too long ago, I had a client who kind of became a friend of the office that his daughter was like 16 or 17. And there was this guy who had come from Cuba who was like 28. No, but un muchachito bueno y decente. And I'm like, yeah, but the thing is that she's underage. You can't.
It's illegal.
I mean, well, I think she was 16. So that's the age of consent.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
It is. Oh, yeah. Okay. But I'm like, are you sure? Yes. Yeah. But I'm like, are you sure you want her to go through with this? Like, this is a 28 year old man and this is like a 16 year old girl. Right. It's a different mentality. I mean, can you imagine Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Jones, you know, their 16 year old daughter going out with a 28 year old man?
I just watched a video today and I couldn't look away because it was a fucking train wreck. But the woman was 27 and her husband was 55. And they were talking about getting his vasectomy reversed. And I'm like, well, when I was
she's 27.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I have a very important question. Did the guy have money?
No.
Oh, well,
he was a police officer.
Eso es amor, Stephanie. Sure. Eso es love.
It was not. It was really awkward.
Was this on 90 Day Fiancé?
No. I went down like a wormhole on Facebook and I was just watching videos and it popped up.
I know people like that and I cannot speak about that on air, but I will speak to you about it off air.
Oh, we will talk about it.
Well, hey, he engaged.
At 17, I was dating a 26-year-old.
I mean, we all were.
Okay, but for some reason, 17 to me, it's like you're almost 18. Like it doesn't.
But it was accepted. The thing is that it was okay that I was dating this guy because he was the cousin of one of my
muchacho bueno de buena familia.
He was studying for the bar because he had just finished law school.
Va a ser abogado. Muchacho decente.
So listen,
católico y apostólico.
Listen, my family. They were probably more excited about that guy than any guy I had in the house.
Es muchachito bueno. Tú sabes que hoy en día no hay muchachitos buenos así. Y tú, mijita, tú tienes que pensar bien porque lo que hay en la calle es mierda.
Y lo coges ahora, antes que tienes dinero y las otras muchachas
se
le brincan.
Se le tiran.
Pre-construction pricing, bro.
Porque ya se sabe que cuando es un profesional, pre-construction pricing, que cuando es un profesional y es un abogado, las mujeres, acuérdate que como son las mujeres son malas, las mujeres se le tiran por el piso.
No. I can't take credit for that. That is my husband's joke. I can't take credit for his joke, but that is Larry's joke. It's a good one, though.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Oh, shit, that was great.
Porque tú sabes cómo son las mujeres. Bueno, no importa que esté casado. Cuando ven que es un abogado y tiene un Mercedes-Benz y un Rolex, eso ya, ya.
To the end of the bottle.
And a timeshare in Aruba.
I don't like, it's ridiculous.
A time of shed.
Construction press. That's wonderful. Reconstruction pricing. Yeah. We got a winner.
But yeah, that was good.
Thank you, honey, for letting me use
the
joke.
But the thing is that it gets so true. It's ridiculously true.
It is. I think it's still, even nowadays, it's more acceptable in our culture for a young woman to marry an older man.
Well, listen,
it's not that big of a deal.
Well, look, my boo, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra have been talking about this a lot lately because a lot of people are like giving her shit because she's 36 and he's 26. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no one bats a fucking eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I was 26 and he was 36, but because I'm the older woman, all of a sudden it becomes a thing.
No, it's true.
Let me ask you, it's about you. Yes. Actually you.
How can I help you?
What do you think about their 4,000 weddings?
In context for her, that is very traditional. Indian weddings, they have 87 weddings.
I know.
And it's like...
Didn't they have like a lot more? Or like a lot, like the coverage? No, I was a little sick of the coverage.
I think the coverage just got blown out. But like they had a very traditional... Indian ceremonies last like 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Really?
There's a lot of ceremonies that go leading up to it. And then they also had, their Hindi ceremony, and then they had a regular, like, American style wedding the next day. So it, like, extended it more. And then when they got back to the States, cause not everybody could go to India, they had a party.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have another wedding in the States. They just had like a reception, basically.
I just felt they had like so many. Well,
and the thing, I think that also was a little bit the media. I loved it. I would have had more. But, the media, I think, also blew it a little bit out of proportion because they had all the ceremonies, which are very, very traditional. She is very close to royalty over there. Mm. Not because her family is just very, very well off there in the upper echelon of society, besides the fact that she was Miss World. Right. Like, she's already, and she was she's a actress, she's everything over there. So when they traveled back, a lot of people wanted to host. I'm holding on to this one.
Sorry. She's like Bollywood Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's like super famous.
Bollywood Beyonce.
People wanted to, when they went back after the, so basically it was the traditional Indian wedding, the traditional, and then they had a traditional American wedding. Then they had here in the States a party when they went back to India because at the same time there was other, her, she is a majority stockholder in Bumble India.
Oh,
so they launched it right after their wedding. So they had to go back to India for the launch party of that while they were there. A very prominent people that weren't invited to their wedding because there's just too many people threw her
a reception. Mm-hmm. They called it another wedding. It wasn't another wedding. It was a reception.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. I know that the Indian wedding, you know, is several days, but I felt that with them, even after they had, like, they had their Indian wedding, then they had their Christian or American wedding, they had more weddings. So I'm like, pero how many weddings are these people having?
It was receptions. It was people hosting como la fiesta, like, you know.
And I thought it was really interesting because, and it's no hate towards them, but Nick Jonas, I mean, maybe now he's an A-lister, but I wouldn't have called him an A-lister. And she, her and that,
globally, yes.
Globally, but, she's but way better than he
here,
was.
But at least here, and they got a lot of coverage.
Well, because she was, the thing is that I think she globally is way more famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than she is here. Now, also here, she was just coming off when they started dating Quantico last season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was the first. Before, because she was before Mindy Kaling. She was the first Indian woman to be the lead of a show.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal. You know, she was the lead on a
No. I know. And good for them. I thought it was interesting that, you know, a couple, like, they're not Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, a couple of that, like, stature, that they got as
this
much
coverage.
Well, but I think it was because of the combination. Right. Because she was pretty popular, and then Nick Jonas has always been Nick Jonas. Like, there was the Jonas Brothers, and there's Nick Jonas. Like, you didn't know Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner were dating until they announced their engagement.
That's true.
Not really, yeah. Like, well, of course you knew, but like society in general, even a lot of people, like until the whole thing went down of Nick and Priyanka, people didn't know that those two were together because they're not in your face. But because,
well, you know, she was stuck in Winterfell.
Yeah, so I think that also when he'd just come off Jumanji. God, he looks good in that movie.
Yeah, he really does.
And I think when they appeared at the Met together, people were like, huh.
Right.
And that the huh is what got, I think, that.
But they met at the Met first.
Yeah.
Before
they met.
Because they both wore Burberry.
They did. Was it? No.
Was it Burberry or Ralph Lauren?
Ralph Lauren is the year.
I don't know, because Burberry does the trench coats, since that's the year she wore the trench coats.
They were together
at
that one.
You see why we need the show.
I think it's Ralph Lauren because he did all of the outfits for the wedding.
It was the Ralph Lauren. Then the next year that they were together, they did Burberry.
I just want to say I have the Nick Jonas cologne.
The Barbados?
I do.
I wanted to buy Barbados, the John Barbados. You know, he was the executive producer of the documentary. Is it good? Because I wanted to get it for Jeff.
It is good.
Because I want him to smell like Nick Jonas.
It's pricey, but it's good.
Yes, I said it.
And it has like a medallion that says Nick Jonas.
He knows. That's why. I want him to smell like Nick Jonas. I've had this conversation before.
So maybe he'll get jealous.
Oh.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, you didn't get it. I still okay. get.
She's got him in chains.
I'm not paying attention. I'm on my phone.
Thanks.
Glad our conversation is speaking.
I'm looking for stuff.
But listen, all I know is that watching Nick Jonas walk away, it's a gift of God. From God.
So the two gifts of God we've talked about in this episode so far is Nick Jonas and Pandeo Ono. We're a good company.
Nick Jonas eating up on the own.
Oh, my God. My loins can't take it.
While walking backwards.
Why? That's so much coordination.
I know.
That's a lot happening.
That sounds like a Project Runway challenge. Designers, today you will make a dress. You will be hanging upside down, blindfolded, on fire. You have 30 minutes.
Your only materials are a piece of yarn, a bundle of oil, and lint.
And your own belly button. And you're making it for Nick Jonas.
You can't do the accent anymore. Heidi's not on it.
Who's on it now?
Carly Claus
and Christian Siriano,
which I love Christian Siriano.
I like him.
I love him. I remember when he won. It was adorable.
He's cute. He's like the size of this wine bottle.
He is.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. He also designs for dropping things. He designs for a lot of what I like about Christian Siriano more than anything else is he designs for a lot of the full figured girls that people will not dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, designers have refused to dress. Fuck, who was it?
Well, actually, I saw on CBS Sunday Morning a couple of...
Of course you did. Take a shot.
Take a shot. Like, seriously, where's the tequila? I sent you all a text. I warned you about this.
He did a few dresses for Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
That a lot of designers don't want to...
Why is she coming out with a clothing line?
Thank you.
I don't know. She has, spoken about it on the View. You know, like, she has like a Christmas sweater line.
That's one thing, but this is like
Christmas
sweaters
are supposed to be ugly,
right? Yeah.
Like, who
watches Whoopi Goldberg on The View and is like,
I need to dress
all
like
the
her.
Comfort, but none of the style of Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey, she is comfortable.
No, no. There is no comfort in that many layers.
Oye,
that will
actually, know, maybe it's very cold in the
studio. You wear so many layers.
Ustedes oyeron. You enjoy this topic.
No,
who is the richest woman in entertainment?
Oh, I did see this.
In entertainment as a whole?
Yeah, the woman, richest woman in entertainment.
Okay, wait, don't say it.
It's not Beyonce, it's not Madonna.
Okay, let's go around the...
I read it. Wasn't it Oprah?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's go around the... Take a guess.
Barbara Walters, because we're talking about The View?
No.
Okay, no.
Worth over $600 million.
No, because it wasn't... I don't know if it was Oprah, but
nope,
I know that
Oprah.
Serena's the athlete.
Nope.
No, who...
Is it Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Yeah, I felt like that's
Rihanna?
What I
Rihanna. Because of her clothing line.
Really?
Fenty. We talked about this on our show. Fenty Beauty has been the... I'm sorry. Fenty, the clothing line, mm-hmm. has been the only clothing line that has been backed by Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about that, but we didn't talk
about...
Yeah,
they're owned by LVMH.
Fenty. Yeah. Which I think the...
Yeah.
Which is
she just released it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she's the only woman of color that's like a creative force behind... any major fashion house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they announced her, and then they announced that Serena was the highest athlete.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and so. Then that was also where the whole controversy of Rihanna came from.
She said that they...
She
says it's Rihanna.
Because she announced that she said, oh, hi, it's Rihanna, and everybody lost their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Because what have we called her for? Rihanna?
She's good. Her boyfriend is a billionaire.
Who's her boyfriend now?
Some tycoon, I think he's...
As if it was, like, the world was not fair enough that, like, she's not only stunning, she's talented, she has...
Do you like Rihanna?
I do.
Rihanna?
I do. I like Rihanna. I don't have a problem with her.
I like her
I don't
makeup.
Think she has very much a vocal range, but her songs are good.
Her songs are great.
They're catchy.
Yeah.
My only issue with Rihanna ever was when, like, it looked like she was going to take back...
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Riri,
don't do
check
it.
Check yourself. And then she fixed herself and...
I remember when that whole thing happened.
The Oprah interview?
No, when the whole thing with her and Chris Brown happened.
She had the Oprah interview.
A couple of girls that I worked with at the time, they were totally on Team Chris Brown. They were like...
She was like...
These girls were... It was three girls that worked with me. They're like, oh, you know how those island girls are? She probably, you know, she probably told him off and, you know, worked him up. And I'm like, okay.
You.
I'm like, I don't know about that. But it's not like, you know, he got mad and, like, pushed her aside. He like,
smush
beat her.
Face. Her.
No. Beat her. So, I don't know about that, girls.
Listen, he put her in the hospital. Like, that's not...
Yeah, no.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, no. There's a difference between crazy bitch is swinging at me,
right.
And I'm going to take one shot to, like, either restrain her or like, put her on the floor.
Her. Yeah, like, shock her into stopping.
Or, like, they're having an argument, and he, like, pushes her aside, like, get me out of here, you know, or something like that. But, I mean, he... beat her.
No, that's just like that was
the definition of savage.
You know what really upset me? Stupid shit. That when when all that whole thing happened, like his first major appearance was on Larry King Live, and he do you remember this? He was wearing a baby blue cardigan with like a baby blue little bow tie. And I'm like, that is not what you wear when
you're trying
doing.
To be like, it probably some publicist probably, yeah, told him that he needed to look innocent.
But okay, but not literally like a baby.
I mean, some people just don't understand context and don't understand, or not context, subtext. Look, I don't know. I don't understand people that still, like, I don't know how Chris Brown still has a career. I don't know how people still, sure. I don't get it. That's like basically saying that she was asked to be raped, mm-hmm. like the thing that a girl was asked.
Well, I've seen like those BuzzFeed like listicle things of tweets, like screenshots of tweets, like, oh, I'll let Chris Brown beat me any day. Like girls saying this,
no,
and I'm like,
won't. You say that, but
no, not okay.
No,
did we? It's not sad.
There's
Gaga.
There's a part of me. There's a part of me that kind of feels bad for him because you could tell that he's one of these people that. His anger controls him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be so much more if he didn't have that anger. Because he's really talented.
Yeah, he is.
He's super talented. Do you remember when he went on GMA and he threw the... Do you remember that? No. He went on GMA a couple of years after the Rihanna incident, and he was being interviewed by Robin Roberts, and
who can control herself in a very odd situation with R. Kelly.
And that's it. Oprah Winfrey. That was Gail. Robin Roberts.
That was Gail.
And Robin obviously asked him about.
I'm not the only one who does it.
Rihanna
cannot control her. She has no shame. She calls people out all the time. You should hear. They had a story once on Jimmy about Omarosa. And somebody goes, yeah, because we're going to see the thing. And she goes, yeah, we'll see about that. Like, on air. Yeah. Like,
Omarosa's awful, though. I feel bad for her because she was dating Michael Clark Duncan when he died. And, like, she, like, Pobrecita, like, go into mourning. But I've hated her since
human being,
season one of The Apprentice. Yeah. I mean,
anyway, he stormed out of the interview on GMA. And he went to his dressing room and he threw a chair.
Oh, I remember
that. And the chair went out the window and it fell on someone.
That's not funny, but it's funny.
It's great because if you're walking in New York, you're worried about, like, you're constantly worried about, like,
and, like, an air conditioner
falling on your head, or like the water and getting Legionnaire's disease, and, like, you know what it is. Okay, like, I want to see ya
from,
like,
Chris Brown
from GMA.
Sign my chair.
No, pay my hospital bills. Fuck that.
Oh,
he destroyed freaking This Christmas for me.
And then he went on, like,
wait, what Christmas?
The song This Christmas. Yeah. The movie This Christmas.
Oh. And then he went sometime after that.
It's this, like, little family movie about, like, a whole group of family that comes together for one last Christmas together. And, like, he plays, like, the son from it, like, the youngest kid. Yeah. And, like, it was supposed to be his, like, breakout, like, movie role. And then he went and did Stupid.
She loves that movie as much as you love The Family Stone.
Ugh. Que película para caerme
mal. Did you see that movie?
I did see that movie. That's the one with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. It's like, it really annoys me that everybody hated her. Porque it's like...
Ella no hizo nada.
I know.
She didn't do anything.
No hizo nada.
And la tenían cogida con
ella. And she was trying to be super respectful by not sleeping in the same room.
Right. So, she was being...
And I'm usually not team SJP.
Slow down.
By the middle of that movie, I was literally like, I'm like, doesn't Diane Keaton have cancer? Because she just died already.
Oh my God.
Like,
Paige was fucking, like, vicious.
I don't know. It wasn't Ellen Page. It was Rachel McAdams.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually whatever about her. I don't hate her. I don't dislike her. He is the one who has very strong feelings.
SJP?
Yeah.
No, I don't have issues with SJP per se. I have issues with Carrie Bradshaw. Well, more so than anything.
Well, she had a lot of issues.
Porque ella es tremenda como mierda.
Oh, yeah.
She's 100%. Like the least interesting character on that show.
Were you team Big?
I don't want to talk about this.
Were you team Aiden?
It'd be great if she was team...
Fuck no.
If she was, it'd be great. It'd be great if she was team the Russian.
I've never heard of anybody say that.
Fuck Aiden and the horse he rode in on. Fuck that guy.
Neri's team Aiden.
Neri's super team Aiden. Neri and I talk about Sex and the City and fight about Sex and the City all the fucking time.
How can you hate... Aiden so much.
Because Aiden sucks. Aiden tried to change her.
He tried to get her to stop smoking.
That's not
the only thing he tried
to
change.
Let's be honest. We literally all just said that she was horrible, so bitch needs to be changed.
Correction. You guys said she was horrible.
She needed to grow. Fine. But nobody needed to force her ass.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they do. That's how you grow.
Yeah, that's why she's always
complaining.
That's why she was complaining that she didn't have a man.
Right. Ella se la pasa quejándose. And then when people try to help her, she complains about that too. It's like, you know what?
He got her a shitty ring.
Yeah, he did get her a shitty ring. If you get the wrong ring.
But he got her a laptop. He fixed her laptop.
He gave her the good ring.
Listen, he fixed it because
Samantha went and helped him pick out the ring.
But he also went to the wrong friend to pick the ring. That was
also true.
Because going to Miranda was definitely not the right thing to do. You know what? I'm getting really worked up.
But technically,
this is your Duggars.
But I feel like technically, Miranda is actually probably Carrie's best friend. So
she is. That's why he went to her.
See how he would go there.
I think the right answer would have been Charlotte.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been the right answer.
But if he has to go by, like,
no, he went by proximity. He went proximity. He went.
Well, it's because he saw her naked.
Because,
like,
no,
he's bonded to her now.
No, he's bonded to her because of Steve, because he's business partners with Steve. That's why he went to Miranda. But it doesn't, like, I'm getting so upset.
You know what's upsetting? That my brother and my sister-in-law a few years ago, they got a King Charles Spaniel, and they didn't know what to name her. I'm like,
name her Elizabeth Taylor?
Name her Elizabeth Taylor and crickets. I'm like, oh, nobody got that reference.
I would have gotten it.
I wanted a King Charles Spaniel for so many years.
Do you know how expensive King Charles Spaniels are?
Because the medical bills are fucking up the roof.
Really?
And they're also, like, they tend to be aggressive dogs.
They have heart problems.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, I feel like I'm being very triggered right now.
So were you totally like heartbroken when Kim Cattrall gave that interview to Piers Morgan?
No, because I always knew that there was always tension while they were filming and they never really got along. And the fact that they did two movies after like surprised me. So I knew it was only like a matter of time before like it exploded. I do not, however, want a recast of Samantha. I do because Samantha is like the
Kim
fucking
Cattrall's
best
Kim
character.
Samantha. It's Samantha's Kim Cattrall.
They are
the same person.
Yeah. I do also feel like SJP handled herself well, and I don't think Kim Cattrall handled herself well in the public, which kind of was a little bit of a letdown.
Because she did tell her something about her brother who passed away,
right?
And she kind of shot back at her,
right?
And I understand that she was in mourning. Maybe your head is not straight and all that, but yeah, she could handle that a little bit. With a little bit more
grace.
Like, grace, yeah.
Yeah.
Or privately.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kim privately has
tweeted,
would have been
has tweeted me several times, so her and I are talking.
Oh, excuse me.
And she was Britney Spears' mother.
So when is she going to be on the podcast?
And she was Britney's mother, 100%. So exactly.
Do you know that you cannot buy Crossroads on digital format in any way, shape, or form?
No.
That is upsetting.
Is that on iTunes? Or?
Nope. But it's on DVD for like $25 on Amazon, but that's the best you can
do. I have the DVD. Yeah, I have the DVD.
I own the DVD, but you can't.
Yeah. Her name in the movie is Lucy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Okay, yes. She's so cute
in
that movie.
We can, but yes, I totally forgot about it. I had asked you earlier in the week.
Oh.
If I had forgotten about it, and Vanessa just reminded me, which is weird because
this is why I run the board, guys.
She's
a producer.
But she usually forgets, and I have to remind her, and it was the opposite this time.
So. I remembered. This is why I remembered, because I went to the dollar store this week to like decorate for your little birthday party.
To get my mason jars?
Yes, I bought it. I don't need to do that. I have a ton.
Of course you do.
I'll make a stabbing cheek.
But I just bought a bunch of pink shit, and I was like, and then as I was putting it together today, I was like, looks like a fucking baby shower in here. Everything's pink. And then I still have like my little rainbow heart on the wall. And I'm like, it's a gay baby shower. So that's why I was thinking about it earlier. That's why I remember.
It's a gender fluid baby shower.
Can we talk about that when you finish talking about this?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever.
Not gender fluid, but
gender reveal parties are stupid.
Yes.
I hate gender reveal parties.
I knew that you would. That's why I did. Something tell me that you would.
It's like, you know what? Just tell me what it is at the baby shower. I don't need another stupid.
Well, whatever. I like them for family, for like the grandparents, and like if you want to do like a balloon or whatever, a small thing.
That's
fine.
The best answer to gender reveal parties was Ingrid. When Ingrid's like, I would never have one. Why would I assume that anybody really cares if I'm having a boy or a girl?
The only people that care are your family. But the only people that care is your family, like your parents, the grandparents.
But you know what? The reaction's always going to be the same. It's a girl. Yay! It's a boy.
Yeah, no one's ever going to stand at a gender reveal party and be like, fuck, I wanted a boy. Like, what the fuck?
Well, but so this personal experience, my cousin just had her son. But she's one of three girls. Right. My uncle always wanted a boy. So when they did the gender reveal and it was like, a teal cake because it looked more green than blue, but whatever.
They usually do.
But it was a blue cake, and my uncle was so overwhelmed and so, like, he cried. I've never seen him cry. Like, it was nice. Like, that was a really sweet
moment
for the family. And it was just my aunt, my uncle, their kids.
Okay, but let me ask
you, grandmother, and like,
do you think his reaction would have been differently if it would have been a girl?
I don't know that he would have cried. But he was just really excited. Like, I know he was super excited.
Is this her first kid?
Yes, this is her first kid, their first grandkid. I know he would have cried, like, when the baby was born, and he would have been head over heels regardless. But at the gender reveal, I don't know that he would have cried if it was a girl.
Listen.
He already has three. I know he was super excited when I had my son, and I know he's really bonded with my brother, his nephew, because he doesn't have sons.
Right.
So that, like, that little moment, to me, that was really sweet. But it was just family.
Right.
Listen, I'm not going to complain if somebody wants to hire me to throw their gender reveal.
Well, of course not, because we're throwing money at you. That would be really weird if you did.
Pay me to, you know, style a gender reveal, 100% I will do it. But I
next
just,
baby.
I don't think, I just don't think that they're necessary.
They're totally not necessary.
If you want to do, like, a cute photo shoot to, like, reveal it, like, to your friends or whatever. Or, like,
I know
your
someone
family.
That had a helicopter fly over her house and, like, with smoke.
Do you know how expensive that shit is?
Apparently it's not that expensive because that's
Listen,
the second one I've seen.
There's somebody who caused a forest fire. You guys didn't see that?
I saw somebody recently that I know that did fireworks, and fireworks are fucking expensive.
Fireworks are expensive.
Last year, somebody, it was in California, they did a gender reveal party where there was like an explosion, and then it was either pink or blue smoke. That caused a fire that ended up being a forest fire.
Lovely.
And they found the people. And they charged them.
Oh, wow.
That's why those people that exploded the electric line that Neri and Missy sent the video, they should be charged. They should get the bill.
I agree.
Fuck those people. Don't be releasing balloons. It's bad for the environment.
Plus, it's also like when you have a gender reveal party. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to just devil's advocate this a little bit. And if you have.
I love how we were going to talk about one thing.
We are going to talk about
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Look, if you are the type. I've had a client personally, so this is like somebody that actually hired me to do their baby shower, that struggled to get pregnant for a really long time, did IVF, miscarried the IVF, has done several things, you know, they've been married for almost 10 years and they just had the baby now. They did a gender reveal. So if it's, I understand in like those kind of situations where this is something that you've wanted for such a long time and you're so excited about it, but most people generally don't have that problem. So the thing is that you're also having another party, so like you're also, what are you going to force people to get you two different gifts? Like there's also that part of it. So
yeah,
there's a little bit of like a selfish part of it.
You get presents at gender reveal parties.
Some people do.
I mean,
but how do you know what to buy? You don't know what it is until you get
there. Gender neutral.
You buy gender neutral stuff.
And bottles,
like, lots of green,
or that gray,
yellow, gray,
yeah,
white.
I mean, I there's that aspect of it also that you know there is a greed aspect that comes with it. I don't think that it might not be everybody's situation. Sometimes you want to have a gender reveal, but like you know, you shouldn't show up anywhere empty handed. So, like,
right, exactly.
And what are you gonna do? You're gonna bring a bottle of wine to a pregnant girl? You know, right. Like.
She's looking after.
Or after the baby's
born. Yeah, she won't need it.
There's that. That's how I feel about it.
Tony. But sorry, I didn't mean to like hijack the.
No, that's okay. I spoke to you earlier in the week because something that always has fallen in line with my birthday always is Pride Month. And
as we sit here looking at this fabulous little panel you have here with all the colors,
I know, although it's like the Pride rainbow, flag, it's like a right there, yeah. Soundboard,
right. Yeah. And I asked you earlier in the week because I wanted you to be comfortable with it. I didn't want to like put you on the spot. So I wanted to know kind of a little bit about like your experience and what Pride means to you and what we should take from Pride. Because I did, in your last episode, DJ spoke a little bit about how you sometimes think that Pride plays a little bit too much into like the tropes and the stereotypes of the gay community, and that you think it should be more about like, because I'm not part of it, but like what
the royal we.
Yeah, the we in the bigger sense of the word, like have accomplished and those kinds of things. So I wanted just to hear from you personally. You okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Your back is hurting, old lady?
She's like, oh, the gay guy's going to talk. I got to get the hell out of here.
We're going to be here for an hour.
More rainbow shit. Fine.
Oh, sorry. My
old age
takes over.
Do you want to sit in the
chair? You want to sit here?
Come sit in the chair.
I'm not going to talk. So it's on.
All right.
All right, fine.
She's taking a timeout.
All right. So my essay is called What Pride Means to Me.
What would your college essay be?
I think, kind of to touch on it, Pride is interesting for me specifically because I think in general, like, and we're not going to go into the whole thing of like, you know, when I came out, no. But I think just in general, you know, you go through a period where you're like, okay, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm ashamed and da, da, da. So when you finally become comfortable with yourself.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's almost like step one.
Right.
You know, like I'll never forget the first time that I went to an actual gay club. It's funny because I was with my friend. It was with Rolly. And we had gone to Lincoln Road. And we were just hanging out, like out of nowhere. And we're both gay, but we hadn't come out to each other. And we're just kind of like, okay, we're hanging out, whatever, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, do you want to get a drink? And I was like, yeah. It's like,
there's this place called Laundry Bar. I'm like, oh really? Like we're both
pretending. The lesbian bar?
The one that yeah, I don't know. You guys were like 10. So Laundry Bar.
And it was an actual laundromat.
It was a laundromat.
Christy knows Laundry Bar. The only person that back here was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, Laundry Bar was off of Lincoln Road.
Did you and know it Laundry was, Bar, Christy?
It was, yeah.
Of course she did.
Because it was an actual laundromat during the day. I mean, and it had a bar. So at night, you'd be in there. You'd be at the bar. There were still people coming in doing their laundry in the back.
Was it across the street from
at the laundromat?
The kitchen? Or the one that was
from? Upstairs? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was behind the
It was
strip.
A Miss Yip. Miss Yip. Yeah, it was right behind Miss Yip. Well, no, but it was there before Miss Yip. By the time Miss Yip came around, that had already closed. So, you know, it was even that, like, here we are trying to be like, all like, what? Laundry bar? I've never heard of this place. What?
What are you
gay
talking
people?
About?
What? Sure. I guess it's okay to have drinks with them. Why not? You know, and then, but you start to become more comfortable and more comfortable. And, you know, I kind of mark certain, like, personal milestones where it's, I know you give me a hell of a lot of shit because I'm always topless. DJ.
Always. Since we were children.
But it's like, no, that's not true.
Shake your
tits. I was almost topless when we were children. I take my shirt off a lot more now.
Well, yeah, but even when we were kids, you've always been very comfortable in yourself of taking off your
that's
shirt.
That's true.
And all that.
Yeah, I've never been shy necessarily, but.
You would take off your shirt in field day.
It was field day. I was hot.
Meanwhile, I was like in a turtleneck, but go ahead.
Yes, he was the only person in PE who had a burqa. So, you know, and then it's, you start going to the clubs. And I remember, you know, I've always been kind of on the chubby side. Looking back now, I wish I was as chubby back then. Now
right,
as I was then,
that
right?
All the time.
Like, you know, but I remember being at a club for the first time and, you know, everybody kind of walking in and, you know, these guys would take their shirts off and they were all like chiseled and hot. And I remember just one day being on a platform because I finally gotten up the nerve to get on that platform. And I just looked around and I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what? This is just, I'm just got to own this. And I just took my tank top off, tucked it into my pants and never looked back. And I feel like there's actually, it's funny. There's a movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it or heard of it called Trick.
No.
It's
there comes La Vieja.
It's
Christy's seen it.
You've seen it.
Come participate. Do you want to sit here?
It's one of those movies that takes place all in one night. And It stars actually Neve Campbell's brother.
Okay.
This other guy and Tori
Steve
Spelling.
Campbell.
Yeah, Steve Campbell. I don't know. Stephen Campbell.
Not Steve.
And basically it's he goes, Are you good now?
She put a pillow on her.
No, oh yeah, I feel you. Listen, we're in the same. We're on that fourth floor together, girl.
And the thing is, I have no cushion.
Oh,
I bring nothing to the table. I bring nothing to the table. I'm fine here. I have a pillow now.
All right,
but so the whole thing is that he's going out that night to try and like hook up essentially, and he meets this one guy. He's a go-go boy, and it's them trying to essentially find a place to hook up, but they never really do, if I remember correctly. But there's one scene, Neve Campbell's brother is like really uptight, and you know he's a songwriter, and there's one scene where they're at a club, and this other guy's a go-go boy, so they go to the club. He takes his shirt off, and Neve Campbell's brother at one point there's a dance sequence where he just kind of just looks around and has that realization that I had that day. Mm-hmm. And I associate with that scene so much because of it. Because he just looks around and he's just like, just kind of goes like, fuck it, it's hot. And it just takes his polo shirt off. And, you know, and it's just that freedom. And I think to tie it back to kind of what you were saying about how, you know, sometimes Pride Month can veer into stereotypes. I think that
kind of go-go boy?
There isn't. Listen, I was a go-go boy for one night, actually, in P-Town. I had a very, brief career as a go-go boy. It lasted one full night. Made $20 in tips.
Was it a night?
It was a night. I have a
what
picture.
What a night.
I have a picture. I will show you. But I made $20 at night, plus I made $70 flat fee, and that was how I paid for a good portion of my first tattoo.
Good job.
So,
nice.
So see? This body was good for something. but to you know, the point, I can understand how people look at it and say, well, it's all about the stereotypes and, you know, and it's the this, that, and the others. But the problem is that the stereotype is born of wanting to be.
I love it. Oh my God, you look like a baby.
That was only like maybe 4 years ago.
No.
4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. Yep.
You do look like a baby. You do look like a baby.
That was me. That was me. And I'm wearing my little corduroy cutoffs.
I get you.
Which I still have.
Corduroy.
Okay, but they're
judging you a little.
You're
bit.
Complaining about your shirt being.
But I bought them from a brand called Nasty Pig.
Wait, did they come cut off?
Yes, they came cut off. Oh, yeah, 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 okay. Yeah. They were cut offs. I bought them as cut offs from Nasty Pig. Yeah,
I'm gonna allow this. Yes, I'm gonna allow this.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't like, oh no, I'm in this place in July and all I brought is corduroy pants. Let me cut them.
But you would do such a thing.
I have done such a thing. I'm
more intrigued about if Nasty Pig still is around.
Oh, they are. They are.
I really want to Google it.
I have a pair of their jeans that are super comfortable because they're kind of stretchy. So they accentuate the right places. This.
It takes you straight to the website.
I just want to finish the thought of, like, you know, the reason that it falls into the stereotypes is because it falls into the stereotypes a lot of times is because what happens is when you have any group, quote unquote, that has been repressed or feels oppressed, and you just kind of say, like, you know what? Have at it. Do whatever you want. This is your time to embrace, you know, you're an accountant, but today you want to put on heels and a disco wig. Go for it. You know what I mean? So I think that's what Pride and Pride Month is about. It's about just kind of like saying, I'm going to embrace, you know, I'm going to embrace what I may not do in my normal day to day. And just fuck it. I'm going to enjoy it for that day or that week or however long you're celebrating it. So
that's what I was going to say is that because I've known him since he was 9 years old, I've never met anybody in my entire life that has more confidence than him.
Back then, even?
Always, since he was a child.
Awkward, weird preteen stage.
I mean, we all did, but he's always had a lot of confidence. Like,
it's funny you say that because I don't feel like I've always been confident. I think I fake it well.
You do, but outwardly you had, like, so much confidence that it's like, I've always, like, admired him for that because I've never, ever had that, ever. And I always give him shit about it. Always.
Well, you have.
Always.
To.
But it's like, really, I have never met anybody with more confidence. Like, he wears a turtleneck. Like, years ago, he was wearing a turtleneck.
Oh,
and
I'm.
And I gave him a compliment. I go, hey, that turtleneck looks good on you. And his answer was like,
of course it does. I look amazing in turtlenecks.
He's like your twin, Stephanie.
Like, I look amazing in turtlenecks.
Stephanie, your makeup looks really good today. I know.
Bitch. Right, yeah. Like, it takes time. Like, listen, I have a mirror. I know. Yeah. But also, I hate when girls do that, by the way, because, I mean, obviously that's the extreme where I just kind of go like, I know. But whenever I compliment a girl and she's like, really? Because I woke up late and I didn't have time. And I literally stop in their tracks. I'm like, you can just say thank you.
Yeah, just say thank you.
And let it go.
I just think that in any time that you have some type of adversity, whether it's, you know, you don't feel good about yourself or coming out or something like that, being confident is something that really does help you. So, true. I mean, that's something that you have always been extremely, extremely confident. So much so that I've always been like, man, I wish I could be like an ounce as confident as he is. But, you know, whether you faked it or not, you got...
Good job.
I'm way more confident now than I was then. But I think that's just age.
Probably.
You know, the older you get, the more you... At a certain point, you start to say like, fuck.
Yeah, we were talking... Like, were we on air? When we talked about that?
No, but I haven't gone there.
No, but I'm there. I know exactly. I'm like, I could give three.
Like, I don't care. I will go. I've left the house in tank tops, cut off shorts, and high tops, and knee socks. And I'm just like, you know what? I have great legs and a cute ass. Have at it.
Own it.
Yeah. Whereas I won't wear a tank top.
He won't. Like, I've known him for years. I think, like, I've seen him go to the gym, and he, like, gives me shit. He's like, he's like, I think it's funny that you wear a tank top to the gym. I'm like,
That's probably
the most appropriate place that I wear. Like, I wear tank top everywhere. The least inappropriate place that I wear it to is the gym.
I go in hoodies, like, with long pants hoodies. All you can see is my face.
No, but if you go in a suit of armor,
not
he would.
Snowing at the gym.
He'd be like,
so,
yeah. But I don't know. I think, you know, and it's funny in the last couple of, I think maybe the last 2 years or so, we had this influx, and maybe I'll turn it back on you guys. You know, we've had this influx now of people, like, everything has a backlash, right? Like, now it's like, oh, all these companies, you know, are just, they're not really about pride. They're just slapping the merchandise, and all they want is our dollars, and da 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 da. And it's like, I get where you're coming from.
But what's the alternative?
But they're acknowledging us. It's like you've finally been accepted as a group that is worth appealing to. They've recognized you as a consumer, as shallow and capitalistic as that sounds. Like, what do you want?
But it feels
good. What do you want?
It's the to me, it's like representation. Like, when we see the dolls that are like little Hispanic girls or black girls have little black girl looking dolls that they have, like, oh, that's me, or like the cartoons or whatever. It's the same thing, except it's a rainbow instead of a doll or a cartoon.
Exactly.
I get it.
I mean, and I just don't understand when people get all like, I don't know. This is coming.
Well, because people are always
going to
say
something. Complain about shit. Something. They're not happy. Yeah. They're not complaining.
It's just like,
because if there's no representation, you complain about that. Then if there's too much representation, it's not
pandering.
Organic.
It's
not organic. Yeah, like, you're pandering.
You're just pandering to me. It's like,
so it's like, what do you do?
You know what? Whatever. Just be bitter with your life.
That's why we have the Straight Pride Parade coming up in Boston.
Oh my god! No, fuck them.
I want to go.
I at first thought that it was a joke.
I want to go because I want to see.
Well, you'll see it on TV.
What it is. Like, are they going to live stream it? Like, can we sponsor it? Can we cover it?
But let me tell you.
Can we be like Katie Couric and Willard?
Oh my God, we totally should go. Hi, I'm DJ. We're here, but let me tell you, live at the gate of the Straight Pride Parade.
I'm pretty sure we've already seen it. It's called St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
And we have, or SantaCon in New York, or
when the Red Sox win the World Series.
And our intro music is Nickelback.
Well, my first reaction to Straight Pride Parade, I was like, every date is straight Pride.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no, you heard what I said, because it's being sponsored, or it was...
No, it wasn't sponsored.
It's a group.
Super Team Happy America or something.
Yeah, funny, which, by the way, I agree with you. It totally sounds like the name of a Japanese
game show.
It sounds
like a Japanese game show.
Or you mean like the team from like Team America.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Team America World
Police. So I thought, oh, this is maybe going to be like a kind of tongue-in-cheek kind of parody, but not in a malicious way, and kind of like a fun way.
To show how silly it would be to have a straight parade.
I don't know.
No. But like, okay, but I like, what I like about Pride as silly as it is, I like the rainbows. I like the colors.
Oh, I like the fanfare.
I love all of that.
I've never been to a Pride parade.
You've never been to any?
I know, I'm bad.
Any.
None.
Okay, no, wait, hold on.
I always miss it.
Hold on, because there's one happening, I think it's next weekend. Okay, I'm going to look into this.
I can't go.
Let me know.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
For Wilton, I think it's next weekend. Fort Lauderdale already happened,
Wilton.
That is a problem that I have now. Mira. Now we have Wilton Pride, Fort Lauderdale Pride, Miami Beach Pride, Hialeah Pride, Wynwood Pride.
Wait, there's a Hialeah Pride?
There's a Hialeah Pride. The first one was
Los Cuatro Peluqueros de Hialeah.
Pero eso no se habla.
Go down la 16.
Mira.
Pero eso no se habla.
Mira. Es Angelito, mira. Angelito, Miguelito, Carlito.
Y Lázaro.
Pero eso no es cuando se paran ahí y caminan y todo el mundo dice...
Unisex.
Y que todo el mundo dice, ay, pero es que ellos no son... Tú sabes que ellos son un poquitico...
Eso es raro.
Son raros, porque eso no se dice en realidad.
Ish invited me to a fashion show on Sunday. And, well, he invited all of us. I was just the only one who was available.
Right.
And we went...
Biltmore was really nice.
We went to the Biltmore. It was an open bar. It was very nice.
Very
open bar is always nice.
Yeah. But he starts pointing out to me, like, the older bachelors. And I'm like, oh, those are old gay guys.
Yeah, it's like, mira, todo eso. Ay, mira, se quedó soltero. Se quedó sin... Él nunca se casó. You know, like, and it's just like, also one of them had an anklet.
Oh, okay. You're not hiding anything, buddy.
An anklet. And that was a leggy
cross. This guy was like the oldest, bitchiest queen I've ever seen.
Like, he was just missing a fan to just sit there and be like, I don't like that.
Like, that was like old Hispanic Billy Porter. Like,
it
was,
yes. It was Guillermo Porter. But I still think we should all start asking if we can not sponsor, but cover the Straight Pride Parade. Look, and we should go up to Boston.
I think Pride is very important. And agreed. I'm a very big supporter of the LGBT. Yeah.
Well, sweetheart, you're like one pair of platforms away from being a drag queen.
I mean, that's not...
And I mean that. I mean that in the most loving way. That was your birthday present.
Listen, I'm going to celebrate my birthday. We're going to drag brunch.
That's right.
You've all been invited.
Are you going to the one in
Send
Wynwood?
Your frogs?
No, they're going to
no, I don't like the Wynwood one.
Oh, the one with the Dora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're, that's right. Dora.
Yeah, yeah. And I've already asked my makeup artist to do my makeup for that morning. But anyway, look. I've never been to a Pride Parade. I know I'm a bad hag.
Bad hag.
Bow, bow.
Exactly.
Sorry. That being said, like, for me, just in my experience with...
The world.
The first time I ever saw gay people... Or was on Lincoln Road in the 90s.
Well, because that's where they all lived.
Right.
In the 90s. It was very little known fact. It was like an anthill. Just a big colony behind Lincoln Road. Since become a parking garage.
I think I told you. Like, my mom always worked in the airlines. And they were always everywhere. Chrissy also worked in the airlines. You can confirm.
She worked for Pan Am.
Did you really?
She was a Pan Am flight attendant.
Oh my gosh.
No, she
was. Oh,
I Pan Am like, ceased operations in 1991.
You see what happens? They get me caught up in the whole. I'm just like.
No, did not work for
me. I'm confident, but stupid.
No, she worked for, she worked for Eastern.
She did work for Eastern.
You did? Were you like six?
I, like it was a t- like
she was 46, like in high school,
like a temp thing in high school. Like the, it was, but they were closing down. Then they switched over and they were purchased by Avenza Servivenza.
Oh wow! I thought she was kidding.
Okay. Pan Am was a joke.
The Pan Am was a joke. That was a joke.
And yeah, yeah, we're not gonna go into that.
Anyway, it was like right after an auto show, and we walked over to Lincoln Road to have dinner, and I saw it. And I guess my parents thought that we were old enough to like see that.
Well, also that was the heyday of Score.
Right.
Yeah. See that.
So,
yeah.
So we were just
having flashbacks.
That's my fun. Brother and I were like so witnessing this, and we were like, what is this? We didn't know anything. Like we grew up like right. Catholic Cuban kids, like never saw that. You never saw that.
It was
that.
The '90s. People weren't out.
They weren't out, but on Lincoln Road, they were out.
Right. But I'm saying in the because that was bigger, their neighborhood. Right, exactly. Again, the ant colony. They were all there. Right. Exactly. Like, yeah.
And I never had a moment where I was like, but that's not okay. Like I never had that moment where I was like not okay with that. Mm-hmm. I was like, my parents just explained to me like,
that's
sometimes guys like guys, sometimes girls like girls. And I was like, okay.
Really, your parents were that.
My dad is very progressive, except when it comes to abortion. but otherwise, he's like very progressive. My dad didn't grow up in Miami. My dad my dad's from New York, and his parents left during Batista, so they didn't go through like the Fidel. Whole. Yeah. So
how lucky?
I know. I know. And he grew up in New York till he was like 16, and he like was at the original Woodstock. Like, it was like he was raised very.
Is your dad approx?
My dad was 16, Woodstock.
No.
How old is he now?
Oh, now? 66.
Okay, so your dad was about 10 when. No, so you're when Stonewall happened, so, I mean, he was.
So you're kind of like to remember second generation.
I am 100%. My mother is American as also.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely second generation. I'm the only person I know that is second generation.
Wow, and you're pretty hardcore. Like, hardcore.
I've just been raised by it. I mean, my grandparents are first generation. My mom was raised very Cuban Hispanic, but my dad was not. And I'm always very grateful for that because it gave me like a different perspective. And mm-hmm. I didn't grow up like so indoctrinated. Like I know about it, but I didn't grow up like necessarily believing it. Mm-hmm. And then my mom just working in the environment she always worked in, like these were her friends. Right, so right. It was never.
Was there a taboo thing?
Never. It was never a taboo thing. Every once in a while, when like I had a teen crush, like on Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever, my dad would be like, "Oh, he's gay" or whatever. But like, it was like joke shit. It wasn't.
Wasn't malicious.
It wasn't like malicious because
it was to bother you more.
Right.
Than
it wasn't. Right. Exactly. So. Right. Yeah.
He's probably right about Last Pass.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Listen.
And Ricky Martin.
We were the only two. No, Ricky Martin, my dad called years ago.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was right about that one.
But listen, Lance Bass, that was my favorite NSYNC, still is to this day. I would, like, lay down, like, run a car over me if I could get to, like, visit him. He would visit me in the hospital.
Why was Lance Bass your favorite? Why was he your favorite?
I don't know. I've always, like, my thing with him is, like, I loved his voice. I loved, like, that he was just adorable. And he was not the, like, the main, you know,
he wasn't the Justin.
They weren't
the
trying
JC.
To push him on.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, they weren't trying to push him.
He was like the safe one.
Yeah, like well, and, yes. And I love the and I love the Joey and him friendship.
That's true.
They did do a movie together.
I do love
that. I that's like legit why I like decided that Lance Bass was going to be the one that I would like crush on because I've always been the one that I didn't want what was trendy. I did not want JC and I did not want Justin. I'm like, there's too many people. Like, I want someone attainable.
They want Lance.
Like, this could happen.
But, yeah. Okay, attainable would have been Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris or Patrick.
No,
I mean,
because Joey. Those dreads are fucking
like,
awful.
You could probably get him here now. Like, if
I'm
call,
sure.
Like, we should just call the right person. Yeah, call the right person.
Like, on his email. On
yeah,
his
I'm
Instagram.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, I want Chris Kirkpatrick on our podcast.
I turned down Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wait, like,
and Nikki Peach.
Really?
That's on you. Because if nothing else, you could have had a really fun story.
Well, this is still
it
a fun
worse.
Story.
Oh, it gets worse?
It?
Lord.
Because it led to me
making out with the guy.
Can you tell the
story? Can you breathe? Breathe, honey, breathe.
I can't even remember the name of the movie right now. What is the name of that stupid dancing movie?
It was 30 years ago.
Not Step Up. The one that was like the dance battle one.
Dance Battle One.
No.
No. There was...
The one with the cheerleaders?
No.
It wasn't Bring It On. It was with Omarion.
Yes.
It was with Omarion. Oh my God. I'm seeing everything but the name. I'm seeing the poster right now. They're like standing on either side, like, you know, like by the throwdown.
It's Marcus Houston and Omarion.
Roll Bounce?
No.
No, that was about roller skating.
Oh my God, it's been so many years, I can't even remember this story.
Keep going. I'm going to look for the name of
it. Yeah, we all are.
So I went to...
It's Silence of the Lambs, people.
So I went...
That musical number with Hannibal Lecter was phenomenal. We were at the
beach for Challenge for the Children event.
As one does,
because NSYNC was going to be there.
You got served.
Yes. Bad white guy. Oh. The villain white guy.
Okay, hold on. I got to look.
So,
was this the NSYNC... Children,
yeah, children, yeah.
Yeah, basketball so, thing they did.
Yeah, so they were doing it. The last one that they ever did, we volunteered for, and we were working it at Nikki Beach. And at the end, everybody just got to like hang out, and we went to Nikki Beach. We got to Nikki Beach. Did you find you got served?
Yeah, this is you,
Christopher Jones.
Marty, yes. Dew?
Christopher Jones. So we go to Nikki Beach, and we're there and hanging out, and like. We were like, oh, you guys can come in here, like, whatever. And then, like, Chris starts hitting at me. And I was just, like, just walked beeline over. I sat down with this, like, little black guy that was, like, his hat was, like, bigger than his head.
I mean, I turned out him out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah, turns out that
it was Little Bow Wow.
No, it was Shane Sparks.
Oh, okay.
And I made friends with Shane Sparks. Ended up, like, exchanging numbers, hanging out all night. Went to California to see my uncle that was living in California, and I went with him to meet up with him. We went to Mace. We went to the Mace filming of the Welcome Back, Kotter, like video that.
Yes, when he stopped being a born again Christian.
Yeah. So we went to that, and then afterwards we went to some club that was on Hollywood and Highland.
That's specific.
Well, no, it's in the main.
Okay,
Chinese.
But did he take you to all these places?
Yeah. And then when I was. I ran into
this is like your very own Before Sunset.
And I met that guy and I made out with him.
All right.
I think that's lovely.
But the bigger problem is that you could have gone on tour with NSYNC.
NSYNC was done. This was like the last Challenge for the Children. Like this was.
It doesn't matter. It's Chris Kirkpatrick.
What year was this? Was this a Pop Odyssey tour?
No, this was ages after
I know that for a reason.
This was
really. What's your reason?
That a bunch of us had tickets to go to the Pop Odyssey tour, and that shit got canceled because of rain.
Yeah. Because of the hurricane. Because of
rain. Actually, I think you're right. Let's put it this way. I'll put it into context for you. Justin was there with Cameron Diaz. And Wilmer Valderrama was there with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh man, I thought he would have been there with me.
that there's your time frame.
I would have loved to have been there.
Gabrielle Union, it was there just with the football player, and Benji Madden and the Good Charlotte guys were at the bar drinking, and nobody knew who the fuck they were.
Was that when Joel Madden was dating Hillary Duff pre Nicole Richie?
No, like they weren't even dating anybody at this point. This was like literally nobody knew who the fuck Good Charlotte was. Young and the Restless hadn't come out yet.
Another Loser Anthem.
Had not come out yet.
Whenever the hell Nicole Richie.
Fun fact.
Benji Madden thing gave us a great song from Hillary Duff, Dignity. I love that album. I don't care.
Fun fact, I missed out on a Good Charlotte concert in like the prime of Good Charlotte, like heyday that I think you
2003?
Went to.
I did.
Big group of us that were going to go to Good Charlotte, and I missed out to go on a cruise with David.
I thought she was going to say.
He's a life ruiner since 2003.
Yeah, but you had a happy ending.
I guess.
Good Charlotte is not together now.
But I did get to talk to Lance at the silent auction. So I feel that was
a silent auction.
It was a silent, like, there was a silent auction going on, and I was like with the clipboard, and he's like, "Well, which ones?" Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, "This one, Talon," and he was already gay. Well, granted, he was gay his whole life. He was always gay.
That's not how that works.
What was just his boyfriend that nobody liked, Garrick Barnacle or something like
Barnacle.
That?
Barnacle.
No, the guy from The Amazing Race.
Something Shoemaker, Barnacle.
No, it's not Barnacle. Because he's not a curse word on SpongeBob. Riken.
I remember that.
Rikers Island?
Riken, who was on A-List Hollywood on Logo, for two seasons?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. That show was Riken. That was the Gay Housewives.
Yes.
That was the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Glowing
with Rodney.
Yes.
Who couldn't speak English, but also couldn't speak Spanish. And I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Riken's claim to fame on that show was that he was Lance Bass's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and Mike Cruz was on that show, but he always seemed embarrassed every time he had to show up for like his two scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, "I have a real career. Why am I on this?
Right.
I'm a photographer."
Well, then.
Well, this has been fun.
See, I would have asked Lance Bass about Danielle Fishel.
He didn't sleep with her.
But he's friends with her, I don't know.
Right, but he didn't sleep with her. And that's
doesn't matter. Tell me your hair secrets. I want to know.
I want to know all about Boy Meets World.
It's big and full of secrets.
Mm-hmm. God, I loved Girl Meets World. That was a show that
I loved that show.
That should not have been canceled.
No, it should have been canceled.
That was a good show.
Was it because of what's her name? The blonde girl?
No, I think it just wasn't getting the audience that it needed.
Disney decided to end
it. Disney's also really weird with their series where they won't let a show go more than 65 episodes. Yeah, at its prime, at its highest, when they canceled it, Lizzie McGuire was the highest rated show they had ever had.
Yeah.
And they still...
Lizzie McGuire was...
They didn't... Hey, they canceled it because...
That's a Raven was the first show to go past 65.
Right. That they can't... And Hillary Duff has talked about this, that it was the highest rated show. It was making them the most money they've ever made. And Disney was very strict on, like, we do not go past 65 episodes.
It's Disney. They don't give a fuck.
Exactly. They don't give a fuck. So, Honey Badger don't give a shit.
Honey Badger don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's such a weird number. Yeah, it's an odd number, just, right? Cut it out 65. Mm-hmm. Like, why not 70?
Why not 60?
Right?
No, but that was a good show.
I
invested way too much time on her and the younger brother that they never got together. Corey's younger brother that I was just waiting for him. Josh
McGuire. I was like,
you're talking about her friend, not
you're talking about
Gordo. Girl Meets World, like her friend.
Yeah. They were talking about incest for a second.
No.
That's why I was just like, this was on Disney. I don't know what kind of Game of Thrones shit you thought was going to happen.
That's Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter's character.
And the younger brother, Corey's younger brother. I was like, I've wasted way too much time for you two not to get together before the series is over.
The show that we loved. The Phil of the Future.
I love
this show too. Ali Machida is on iZombie.
I love Ali Machaca. I think she's gorgeous. And who was it that mentioned Hellcats
episode?
I love that show.
Phil
and
of
AJ
the Future.
Machaca is on the Goldbergs. Yeah. And School.
I love that show.
Goldbergs is great.
One, the girl from Phil of the Future was on Jonas season 1 and 2. She was the best friend on Jonas.
She was?
She was the best friend on Jonas.
Ali
no, it was the other blonde.
Who did Matthew Lawrence get married to?
Matthew Lawrence, the girl from Dancing with the Stars.
Cheryl.
To Cheryl Burke. I didn't even know they were together, and I texted her. I was like, what the fuck did we miss?
Let me ask you
a lot,
something.
Because they were all of a sudden just married.
Yeah.
What happened to Joey?
To Joey Lawrence?
What did Joey do to himself?
I don't know. Because
Joey was a good-looking guy, you know.
And then he showed up on Dancing with the Stars with like a rubber leather face.
And then I was thinking, he did Dancing with the Stars like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was like 30, 31. Mm-hmm. He was really young. What the hell did he do to himself?
He's a lot of bad surgery.
But okay, he looked fine. He was a heartthrob.
He's having his bankruptcy issues now. Yeah.
Which apparently I found out through research.
He's bankrupt.
That 10 years ago when Joey was on Dancing with the Stars is how Matthew met Cheryl.
Oh.
And they dated for a small period of time during then. Mm-hmm. And then they broke up. And that's now crazy. Somebody, I forgot who it was, she said it, told her, "You're being stupid. You two need to get back together." And they got back together.
Wait, he's bankrupt now?
Joey Lawrence, yeah.
What happened to his Melissa and Joey money?
Apparently it didn't go very far. Well, they were both exec producers.
And
that ran out for a few years.
It was like four seasons.
For like
four or five seasons. How do we feel? I have a lot of strong feelings, and Christy has a lot of strong feelings, but how do we feel about this quote-unquote 90210 reboot?
Well, now...
Luke Perry aside, do you know what the concept of it is, though?
It could be fun.
No, what's a concept?
So it's not a sequel series like the CW sequel series was. This is, they are playing exaggerated versions of themselves trying to get a 90210 sequel series. So
Tori Spelling's playing Tori Spelling. Jenny Garth is playing Jenny Garth. Shannon, so on.
Oh, that! Oh, that's stupid.
Thank you.
I thought it was going to be them, like,
no.
Now, you know, 20-some years later.
No.
I think if done well, it could be fun. Also, it's only six episodes.
Wait, is Brian Austin Green coming
back? Yeah, they're all.
Oh, okay, so it's exaggerated versions of themselves trying to get cast for 90210.
No, trying to bring back, like, you know how now everybody does reboots and, like, sequel series?
Wait, does that mean that Megan Fox is going to be on this?
No, his wife, Brian Austin Green's wife, is being played by Lala Anthony.
Ew.
I know.
I mean, I've never been a big Megan Fox fan, but, but Lala Anthony.
Your name is two notes.
Yeah.
But hey, she's another Papa Singzan.
I've only ever really known her from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's one of Kim's best friends.
She's still what?
If she's still with Carmelo, she's a stupid head.
She got back together with Carmelo.
She's a stupid head.
But yeah, but what I like about this is that it's only six episodes.
Listen, anybody that's married to a basketball player, like, you know what you're getting into, in my opinion.
That's been one of my favorite things that Chelsea Handler ever said about Evan Longoria. When Evan Longoria was with Tony Parker.
Yeah, that she was, like, shocked that he cheated on her.
Yeah, that, you know, they got married in the castle and all that bullshit. On her show, she was like, you know he's going to cheat on you, and you think you're going to change him? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I just think that if you're going to willingly enter into a relationship with a professional athlete, like, you have to know. Like, you have to be okay with either turning a blind eye to it or that at some point in your life, this is going to happen.
Tell that to Vanessa, what's her name?
Oh, Vanessa Bryant?
Yeah, like, Vanessa Bryant.
What happened?
Tell me, Vanessa. Was it?
I'll never forget in that. Remember when he had that problem in the press conference he gave, that she was there holding his hand, and all I could see was her ring. Like, her ring was, like, blinding the cameras. And I'm like, man, I would stay with Kobe Bryant.
It was a $4 million ring.
Yeah, if you ain't Gabrielle Union.
Even he cheated on her.
Exactly. Yeah, but you're Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, you've got your own.
You have your own shit. You have your own shit. And you're like, okay, just don't do it in public or I'm going to kick your ass. Right.
He got another woman pregnant.
That's why he was in trouble.
It happens.
Out for a while, before they got, that's why she said, okay, it's time. Let's get married.
Yeah.
Because now I can get everything.
Right.
She's like, you know what? If you're going to do this stupid shit, I'm going to be legally your wife.
No, claro. I'm going to get
they were together
it.
For how long?
I don't know.
They were together for a long time. Because in the heat prime, they were together, and that was before.
Well, he's retired now.
Yeah.
You know who I can't stand together?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to get a lot of hate.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't stand J-Lo and...
Oh, and A-Rod?
No.
And
I think A-Rod... I'm a big Yankees fan, okay. And I think he's a cancer. And I don't know how much you know or don't know about A-Rod with the Yankees and all that.
I do. I'm a Yankees
fan. He's persona non grata.
Yeah.
And he was very much, well, you know, known.
It's also, like, because of where your nephew went to school, that is a big... thing there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And it was actually when we interviewed Billy Corbin, mm-hmm. that Billy Corbin did this, you know, the documentary about him. Scribble. He said something that I thought was very true, is that a lot of these baseball players, when they fall from grace for, like, steroid scandal and all that stuff, you know, they usually have to do, like, a redemption tour of, mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And all he did was, like, date J-Lo. And now they're A-listers, and everybody loves A-Rod. And I look at him, and I'm like, motherfucker.
Listen, he's still fucking A-Rod. He's still coming at the A-Rod, but his real estate just went up.
Yeah, but he didn't have to do penance,
and
essentially.
Yeah, because he's, and again, neither did Canseco. The only difference is...
But I feel like Canseco doesn't get love.
No.
The way
Go to a bar.
The way A-Rod gets love.
Yeah, but Canseco's situation was a lot different because the problem with Canseco that really, like, sealed the deal and nailed the coffin...
Go sports!
Was that he wrote a book throwing everybody under the bus.
That was his fuck up.
Yeah, so then that's why everybody hated him because...
How did you see... that 45 minutes of wasted of my life that's on Netflix of Lonely Island.
What about the Lonely Island?
Oh, they have a...
You haven't seen it?
Bash Brothers. Is that what
it's called? Bash Brothers. Yeah. It's all about Canseco and Maguire.
Oh, my God. What it's about? I got to check that out.
That's what it's about.
I don't like the Lonely Island, so...
No, it is literally just... 45 minutes of songs about their friendship in the heyday of being the Bash Brothers. It's insane.
You like Andy Samberg?
I found my people.
I'm on a boat. Do you have you listened to that whole album?
Of course.
Corsair.
I'm on a boat. Chex Mix.
Dude.
The one with Norah Jones.
Go on Netflix. Look it up. No. You will die.
That was my jam in 2009.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Jeff made me sit.
Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I like Jeff put this in the car, and I was like, what am I watching? And then this
is
amazing.
I think if he wasn't on it, I would watch it.
I'll check it out because I love them.
But like the thing is, like,
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget.
I'm not even paying attention to them. But yeah, no.
You don't like I'm on a boat?
I don't get it.
I worked at a cruise line.
Listen, Popstar.
I was sick of it. I'm like,
Popstar.
Shut up.
Is probably one of the funniest movies that I've seen in a long time. Because I will sit there and laugh hysterically for no reason. Because I'm humble. Come on. The hologram of freaking Adam Green.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I'm sorry.
You remember the video of I'm on a boat? Do you remember one of them didn't go on the boat?
Yeah.
Like the smaller, skinny one? Okay. You. I don't know if you remember or you saw a few months ago. Huh? Yeah, it was shot here. A few months ago, they did I'm on a boat with the kids instrument on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Okay, did you see that he had a dunce cap and he wasn't part of it? And I'm like, I wonder how many people picked up on that. Because he never went on the boat.
Why? Did he have like a fear of boat?
No, it's just that at the beginning of the video, he's like, oh, boat ride for two. I'm going to take you and I'm going to take T-Pain. T-Pain's like, what's up?
Oh. Listen, I'm on a boat was like my jam in 2008. I fucking loved that song. I love Andy Samberg.
When you see like middle-aged white lady travel agents come out with their own I'm on a cruise parody,
it's done.
I can't. You're done. Like the song is over.
Yeah, but that's not Andy Samberg's fault. That
but
people are
murió, like I'm for me it's done. It's dead.
Okay, have you ever seen that came out that night, Natalie's Rap?
Yes.
Like Natalie Portman goes all ape shit on him and gangsta.
Yes. I went to Harvard, motherfucker. So amazing. Yeah, no, it was great. No, I actually think one of my favorites of theirs that I think is underrated is Jizz in My Pants.
Oh, of course.
Jizz in My Pants is fucking fantastic.
Last night, I saw a horror film. We're beyond all over the place. Are like,
I have no words for what's happening tonight.
Okay. I mean, like Bin Laden.
Wait. Did you follow up with the Dick in a Box trilogy?
Yes.
At the end with Lady Gaga. It's not gay if it's in a three-way with a honey in the middle. There's some leeway.
Yeah, check it out on Netflix. Check the Bash Brothers out on Netflix.
I will.
Okay. We should probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man, when we're talking about Andy Samberg on a boat.
I mean.
Because once Stephanie says, have you heard Jizz in Your Pants? I think it's time to go.
I said
Murió
podcast.
Jizz in My Pants. I just had sex. Come on.
No.
Blake Lively was in that one.
Why?
Blake Lively and Jessica Alba were the girls that they had sex with.
Jessica, don't call me Latina Alba.
Talk about una bossing side.
Jessica. I never,
and she can't even say Papa Sin Sal because she doesn't speak Spanish.
That's one of the ones that I never understood what the big fascination with her was.
I didn't get it either.
I don't get it.
She's cute, but
that's not.
I mean,
it.
No, she's cute like any other girl. You know, it's cute.
Any other cute girl?
Yeah, any other cute girl. Isn't
she looks like every girl in Miami. And that's why it was never like spectacular. Oh, but going back to J-Lo and A-Rod. Sorry.
Oh wait, that's where we're gonna finish off. We gotta finish a thought.
I don't want to blame things on women, but J-Lo seems to be one of these girls that, like, doesn't pick good guys or guys that are good for her, or I don't know what the deal is, but she kind of is always. And I kind of feel like these two balance each other out because they've both been, like, batshit crazy and they've both had, like, really traumatic, not tumultuous relationship situations.
That's true.
That's a good word.
Thanks. I think I'm not a huge fan of either one of them. Like, I don't not like J-Lo, but I'm not, like, obsessed with her. But I kind of feel like that's a little perfect. Like, mm-hmm. That they kind of balance each other out. Plus, this week I saw did you see the video this week floating around where, like, when he was being drafted to the Mariners, they asked him who his, like, dream date was, and he said Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. And that's cute. But anyway.
You may have a point, but I don't know her.
I don't know her. I mean, I just follow her relationship history.
Like to know her. No, I don't know her.
She can come on the podcast if she wants.
I mean, she was Selena, so she can come on the show.
I'll take it.
Can we email her Instagram?
Like, her
actually, she has an email on her Instagram. It's her management company. They didn't respond.
You know what? And to
they didn't respond. I was like, you know what? Email's there. I'm reaching out.
To counter her with a Mariah moment, that's what Nick Cannon said at the Kid Choice Awards in 2005.
What?
In the Kid Choice Awards in 2005, they asked him, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh,
and he said, Mariah Carey. He's like, I'm going to marry her one day.
Oh, bueno. That was cute. Well,
good
lasted.
For him.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, then it also backfires that Katie Holmes said that about Tom Cruise, too.
Yeah.
Back in the Dawson days.
Yeah.
But Tom he's Cruise. Crazy.
I remember when he was all like, he was just saving people all the time.
Whatever. He's a Scientologist.
All right, guys. Here we go. On Scientology, thank you for listening to Mamas and Merlot. Thank you, boys, for being here.
Thank you for having us. We love coming here and hanging with you ladies.
Yes, this was really fun. So you can find them and us on the Geek Bro Network with What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good. You think I would have learned these by now. What's Good,
Shiver, that's why we had to put the papelito.
The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, and what's the other one?
Morbid Curiosity. That's the one that's not on the papelito.
It's not on the papelito. And then we're on iTunes for as long as iTunes is still around. And
wait, where's iTunes going?
It's dying. They're basically separating all the categories, and they're going to be their own apps.
I mean,
it's not going away. Right. It's just like a bunch of new apps.
Well, just like we are right now. Right now, we are under the podcast app.
Right.
There's going to be a movie app, a music app, like podcast app.
It's just not going to be housed in one place.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be iTunes anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I hold it?
Exactly.
We're there for now. We're Acast.
Spotify, iHeartRadio.
We'll be on.
Yes, iHeart.
We will be when I figure out the form.
All right. Well, let me know once you figure it out.
Okay, but Neri figured out the form.
Neri figured out the form, and I keep asking him, and he's like, "Just fill out the form." So I have to figure out the form.
We're also going to be having a live podcast at Florida SuperCon, which we should be announcing.
We have our own panel.
We got a panel. I don't know how we were the only ones that got the panel, but we were
the only ones from the whole network.
Because you girls is fabulous.
I write good,
Christy. Sometimes when she has her spell check. You did. You've got
us into a lot of places. And the thing by my writing.
The thing.
It's true because I've tried and they ignore me. But for some reason, when Christy does.
Guys, we are a good team. Like, I don't know, whatever it is. Like, I do this thing and you do the writing and you do our makeup and stuff. Like,
that's not all I do.
No, you do other things. You decorate our party.
I do the business.
And she's taken the chance on a bunch of people and asked them to be on the pod.
She has, and she bought us mic stands. So.
I also did the entire negotiation with Acast. But did. Okay.
No, I just, Missy's not here, so someone has to be mean to you.
You did your Wayne Gretzky on the guy from Mean Girls.
I did.
You did. Did. You did. So yeah, so thank you. Where can the people find you?
Everywhere you said, essentially.
But if you have an email or like Facebook.
We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. We are.
But let
YouTube?
Me tell you, we are on YouTube.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that.
We're on Google Play, Stitcher. iTunes, Stitcher,
Spotify,
NPR, CBS Sunday Morning, yes,
The View.
America.
We're working on sending everybody Maxell cassette tapes so you can listen.
Perfect.
On your
Betamax.
Yeah.
A-track.
Perfect.
A-track, you know, just whatever.
Or you could just Google Beto, let me tell you, and then find
you
it.
We'll pop like up. A Columbia House.
Columbia House.
Oh, poor Columbia House.
Send us a penny. We'll send you 12 episodes.
Did you guys ever like some accident, like subscribe?
Yes.
Of course we did.
Of course.
We all did.
Under different names. Regina Falange. Ken Adams. Dr. Drake Ramore.
Man, back in the day when they used to like trust you that you were going to pay for shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was Columbia House, sometimes it was BMG, and sometimes you had them both going at the same time.
It was not terrible when the BMG selection of the month was a country singer. And then you get the CD and it's like, damn it. I don't want, you know, Willie
Jody Messina.
Yeah, greatest hits.
Like, oh. Of course you would be. All right,
guys. So, yeah, we're thanks for listening to us.
Bye.
And cheers. I know. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.